Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
My husband's here. Say hi.
You only like it bright because that's what they tell you to do on TikTok.
Who tells me to do that on TikTok?
That's what they say. You're like, oh, it says... Because you said
who's
that.
They?
Because you said
TikTok masters, TikTok gatekeepers.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you're like it was like what part of the rules you showed me. You're like, see, remember?
No rules.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no rules. Yeah. You can do whatever you want on TikTok. Yeah. I could shoot
it's
in the
so bright.
I could shoot in the
That's
dark.
That's why
if
I'm sitting over here.
Tommy doesn't want to be on camera, you guys, because he's too good looking and he makes me look ugly. So I told him to I told him to sit off camera. Okay, so I'm piggybacking on. I know
it's
I didn't
fucking
even
bright in here.
Okay, well you're not in the light. You stay in the darkness on the ground.
Dope.
Because you're the prince of darkness. Okay, so I didn't even do an introduction. Hi, guys. How are you? I'm piggybacking on last week's episode. If you listened to last week's episode with Rudy Mancuso, we talked a little bit about aliens. And so I wanted to jump into the whole alien thing. And you know, because obviously there's so much of that going on right now. Did you see the news? I talked about it in the last episode with Rudy that they found vehicles that were not of this earth. And the Pentagon was like, they are not made of objects of this earth.
Hmm.
Did you hear about that?
Kind of.
It came out during like the whole Black Lives Matters thing.
Yeah.
And they were trying to keep it really hush hush because they didn't want to, you know, they're like, oh, Black Lives Matters, Black Lives Matters. And they're like, oh, by the way, aliens are real. Oh, but by the way, Black Lives Matters. Like they tried to like deflect it.
Just another distraction.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk to you guys about some of your worst first alien experiences or extraterrestrial experiences or just like weird experiences like that. And you guys wrote me a lot. So we're going to start with Emma, who wrote to me. She says, hi, Brittany. I love worst firsts. I have an unusual experience that I can't explain. I was staying in the country with a group of friends for a wedding. We were all back in the room lounging after the reception. Suddenly, I saw a strange light from beneath my balcony. I thought it was security coming up to tell us to be quiet. The next thing I see is this blue orb the size of a basketball float up over the balcony. It came through the screen door and into the room. The door was closed and it went right through it. It had a few smaller orbs around it and it was like a ball of blue light. It came into the middle of the room and the atmosphere felt really weird. I guess a quietness and a weird, strange feel to the air. I can't explain it. Then suddenly closed in on itself and it was gone. When that happened, there was a huge feeling of strange energy, like a prickling in the air. There were five of us and we can't explain why four of us saw it. So only four of them saw it. The weirdest thing I ever saw and my friends had seen, and we don't like to talk about it much. It was some sort of alien life form. I didn't feel like it was a spirit orb or ghost. It was otherworldly. I didn't like it. I didn't feel like it was there to harm us, but why on earth what it wanted. I have no idea. She said, I have no idea what it wanted. What do you think of that? That's crazy. Can you imagine sitting in a room with a bunch of your friends and like a big blue orb comes floating through the door and into the screen just in front of all you guys? She said four of them saw it.
What happened to the other guy? Just didn't see it.
Maybe he was too fucked up.
Or he was the one not fucked up.
That's the thing. Like, I always like wonder, like, are people just like fucked up? But who knows, you know, like you never know. Okay. So I have another one. This is from McKaylee. This is crazy. Says close encounter. Yes. Coming home from my hockey practice when I was 20, I saw a strange light following my car from my driver's side window. It followed us and we eventually stopped the car. It then slowly floated directly over us, maybe 100 feet in the air. No sound, no engine, no hum, nothing. We proceed down the road and it starts to follow us on the passenger side before slowly turning away and disappearing. This year I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer and the doctor asked if I was ever exposed to a high amount of radiation. I didn't tell him that I saw a fucking spaceship, but that's the only thing I could think it came from. Whoa, dude.
I mean,
that's crazy.
That spaceship would have to be extremely close to the vehicle to get radiation.
I mean, who knows how much radiation they give off? They're extraterrestrial vehicles.
Yeah, or maybe they don't give off any.
Or maybe they give off a lot, and it doesn't affect them because they're fucking aliens. This lady wrote to me. She wrote to me something really crazy. I mean, her name is Bohemian Tree Hugger on Instagram.
Oh, here we go. All right, come on, crazy.
Don't say that. I kind of believe her. It's interesting. Her name is Bohemian Tree Hugger on Instagram, and she says, her first sentence is, yes, I see aliens all the time.
Oh, we got one. We got one here. Here we go. This is going to be good.
She says, yes, I see. Stop laughing. I'm laughing. Stop laughing.
Come on, tree hugger.
She says, I see aliens all the time. I just look at the stars and boom, they're always doing something weird. I saw one ship bigger than my house. It was trying to be invisible, but I could see it, the ripples and shape. It shook my house and the trees as well. It was low. I saw one floating, then just shoot into a bright orange spark, leaving loads of smoke behind. Sometimes they pretend to be airplanes. Then I notice them, call them out, and they run and disappear. It's so fun to watch them. I've contacted them in my dreams before. Some of them are good and some of them are evil. They are in a fight to either destroy us or save us from ourselves. Peace and love. Sage. What do you think of that? That's kind of interesting. I do believe that. I believe that there's definitely extraterrestrial life, don't you?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Well, yeah, there has to be.
There has to be something out there.
The universe is far too large for there to be nothing.
Too large for there to be nothing. I mean, anywhere there's water, there's life. I mean, whether it be like an actual walking, talking something or whether it be just some kind of life form that's breathing or, you know, alive. Yeah. You know, there's got to be something, right?
Something.
Because wherever there's water, there's life. Okay, somebody just wrote to me. This is from Sebastian Duke. He said, an alien once gave me a Motley Crue album.
Wait, one more time?
He said, an alien once gave me a Motley Crue album.
All right.
What the fuck? Guys, come on.
And that's it?
That was it.
That's the end of his story. Not where or how or...
No, it was just like the one sentence. Someone wrote to me yesterday and said an alien gave them a Blumpkin.
Oh, my God.
Is that when you get your wiener sucked when you're going poo-poo?
I think that's it.
I think it is, too. But they said an alien did that to them, and I was like, well, can I get more details?
Yeah.
I'm not going to let you just say that an alien gave you a Blumpkin and not give me any details.
That's the problem with your fans. Like, they... Not the problem, but...
Yeah, don't insult my fans.
No, I'm not insult. I meant to say that they're just fucking crazy, so...
No, they're not.
Well...
No one is crazy. I think everyone just has different perceptions of reality. I don't believe that anyone is crazy. I think everyone is
I believe that everyone's crazy.
You do?
Yes, because remember, you know my philosophy, just how much crazy can you deal with?
Right.
I believe everyone's got crazy.
I think everyone is just trying to find and cope with the best exception of reality that we can cope with. You know what I mean? Like, everyone's trying to make the most sense of what this world is.
What the fuck's actually happening.
Yeah, everyone's trying to figure it out. Like, what is going on? Like, what is this? You know? And we're all trying to deal with it in the best way that we can. And some people deal with it in different ways than others. And to them, that may, to other people, that might sound crazy. But to them, it might make sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think crazy exists, but. Okay, so this is from Alice.
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere. This is from Alice Morg. She says, I'm not sure if you're still doing the alien story, but one night a couple years back, me and my dad were coming back from Walmart and we stopped at a 7-Eleven. I was having cramps, haha, woman problems. So I stayed in the car. I shit you not, I looked up and saw several lights moving simultaneously in weird ass ways. A dog across the street was barking crazily at the sky, and when my dad came out, they slowly disappeared. It was the craziest fucking thing. Have you ever seen that where you, like, look up at the stars and, like, all of a sudden you're seeing crazy lights doing weird shit?
No.
You've never seen that?
No.
I've seen that.
I think.
What do you think that is?
What? No, I think part of the the experience begins with the fact that they were at Walmart, because that's where all crazy people go.
Stop calling people crazy. No, I seriously, you've never looked up and been like that, seeing a light and then have it go like this and like this, like jolting around the sky. You've never seen that?
When I was at Walmart, I did.
Guys, I asked Tommy to do my podcast with me and I'm slowly regretting it. You're just like, honestly, I'm like, Tommy, have you ever had anything spiritual happen to you? He's like, no. I'm like, have you ever seen a ghost? He's like, no. I'm like, have you ever seen aliens? He's like, no. I'm like, are you scared of death? He's like, no. You just have like no feelings. I just play drums. I just do drums. I just hit drums. I love it. Okay. This is from KillCam23999. She says, aliens, I live in Naples, Florida. I was currently doing a night flight with my instructor and my dad was...
Here we go, Florida. More crazy people.
Stop.
Honey, your fans, they're like Motley fans. There's a shitload in Florida and they're all crazy.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. Okay, go on with crazy
from
Florida.
You're one to call a person crazy. Fucking drum guy upside down. Okay, ready? Aliens. I live in Naples, Florida. I was currently doing a night flight with my instructor and my dad. My dad was in the plane as well. I have my pilot's license. We were doing touch and goes and the Puta at the Puta Gorda Airport at night. This is an unmanned tower and only one small runway right next to the ocean. By the way, I was flying a Cessna 172G. Plane.
Don't ever do that again.
Tommy's scared of Cessnas because they crash all the time.
Yeah.
So my instructor says, you want to land without the runway lights on? And I said, oh, fuck yes. And we landed with only the landing light on in my plane. We take off and my adrenaline is pumping a little, so my senses were heightened. We turned to fly back to Naples and I noticed a plane landing light and told my instructor to look. I then slowed the plane down and watched this ball of light zoom in front of us, then made two turns. No plane in the fucking world could land to a complete stop right away in the middle of the runway. Then the light vanished. It was dark out and no runway light. And we all just said, what the fuck, at the same time. I believe that shit. I do. I mean, fuck.
I mean, couldn't it have been a light on the runway that just burnt out? And like,
no, she said it flew in front of them and then landed. And then it was right there and they all were looking at it. And then it went out. It flew down and landed.
Oh. Hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So this is from Caitlin Flather. She says, keep in mind, when I tell you this story, my dad was known to talk a lot of shit. So there's no telling whether the story is true or not, but he swears it is. When my dad was in high school, he and his older brother decided to go fishing at the lake one night. They're sitting on the bed of my uncle's truck looking up at the sky when he saw a bright light come straight down through the sky and stop suddenly. Then the light moves in a straight line over to one side, then stops immediately. Then it moves straight over to the other direction and stops where it first stopped. Then the light took off so fast they barely saw it go. My dad turned to his brother and asked if he saw that. My Uncle Jack said he did. So they packed up their things, they left, and they never talked about it again. Whoa. People are all seeing the same thing. Do you see the pattern here? Everyone's seeing the lights go like that. Like, what is that? That's not normal.
Okay, but they close with, and nobody ever talked about it. How do you not talk about seeing lights like flashing around, stopping and starting and then speeding off in nowhere? Like, how do you not have a conversation about what?
I mean, I guess they told her. I guess they talked about it, but they don't like talk about it regularly probably because people think they're crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, this one's really funny. It says, this isn't even a story. It says, "Hi, Brittany. I think I'm an alien. I think the aliens left me at the maternity hospital and took the real baby. And there's another theory that my dad is an alien. Well, I don't know. I just want to leave Earth because it's shit." All right. Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Here's another.
Was that a suicide note?
I don't know what that was. Should I report that?
Yeah, let's report that.
Okay. So here's an alien story. So this is from maybe it's Maybelline. Her name is. In the mid-80s, my father, Wesley, was working construction with one of his best friends, maybe both of them around 25 years of age. One afternoon, my father left his Santa Monica apartment to meet up with his best friend, Al. Their next job site was located in Bishop, California. Back then, and even still to this day, there's not much going on out there, small town stuff. As they were driving out of town into the desert, Wesley, my father, puts on the brand new Eagles tape that just came out. They've heard it about 100 times, so Al continues to tell him, "Aw, man, come on, dude, not this tape again," reminding you all that this is within brief moments of merging onto Highway 395 heading towards Bishop. My father turns to Al and says, "What?" Al says, "What?" And they both are screaming "what" frantically at each other. What they're now realizing is that they keep screaming "what" in complete puzzlement, and they don't understand what they're doing or why they're yelling or what they're even talking about. At this point, the Eagles tape is over and ready to be reset. Within minutes, an entire 2-hour tape finished playing. My father, still feeling an unexplainable confusion, looks out the window. He tells Al, "Hey man, shut up, look." They were still driving on the road. It was dark, but they noticed they were driving by pine trees. Al said, "What the fuck? Are we in Bishop?" They pulled over and my dad began vomiting. Al is gazing off into the stars and asking my dad how they lost 3 hours of time in what felt like 2 short minutes. Al and my father are both sober. No drugs, no alcohol, just the two of them. In a truck, leaving on 395 out to the Mojave Desert to find themselves 3 hours later to their exact destination they were driving to. The final part of the story is when they get to their hotel room. They both fell ill and couldn't concentrate on anything. Wesley, my father, looked at his calf and noticed a burn mark. It looked like a perfect circle of skin graft was taken from his calf, just small enough that it wasn't too noticeable. Later in the week, Al complains about a sharp pain in his calf. He pulls his pant leg up, and my father nearly fainted when he recognized the exact same burn mark in the exact same spot. I don't know, man, but to me, that scares the hell out of me, as it does for his friend Al, who refuses to discuss the story with my father anymore. I'll get Al to tell me the story himself one day, but for now, it's just from my dad. Anyway, thanks for listening to it. What do you think of that?
Fuck.
That's scary.
That's like some horror movie shit.
Yeah, but like that's what they say. Like people who have been, from what I've read, people that have been abducted have said that it seems like a really quick amount of time happens, and then all of a sudden they are in another place or, you know, whatever. You know, they just are all of a sudden they don't know how it happened, but all of a sudden they're in another place or something like that.
Like time stops or yeah. It speeds up?
Like time, really fast. Either time stops or it just, I don't know what they say happens, but I've heard a lot of these stories where, you know, abduction stories, you know, if you start to research them, they'll tell you that they just remember the moment that they saw the whatever happened. And then a bunch of time went by and then they were back where they were and they'll either have like a weird mark on them or whatever. So it, a lot of it's the same kind of, you know, yeah. philosophy.
Maybe with that, maybe that's where that thing comes from. And like the Tommy Lee Jones, like Men in Black, like, you know, they did the little thing. They go, dude.
Yeah.
And it flashes in front of you and you don't remember anything.
You don't remember. Maybe they do that.
Maybe that's a real thing.
I mean, it could be. I absolutely think so.
I mean, that's got to be a real thing. Where did that thing come from?
I don't know.
Oh, we're going to have this little device that makes you forget everything you saw and done.
I know. I kind of wonder because it's like sometimes you think like the people in the movies, like they know more than we do. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it's like, how did they get all those ideas? How did they, you know, how did they get
from stories like this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about crop circles?
No.
You don't? Should we look it up? So what is a crop circle supposed to be? It's supposed to be like a marking.
And yeah, isn't it like where the spaceships land and leave a mark?
Yeah.
And people are like, no, that's when they're like harvesting crops.
The history of a crop circle. Are crop circles real? It says there's strange patterns that appear mysteriously overnight in farmers' fields that provoke puzzlement, delight and intrigue among the press and public alike. The circles are mostly found in the United Kingdom, but have spread to dozens of countries around the world in the past decades. The mystery has inspired countless books, blogs, fan groups, researchers, dubbed seriologists, and even Hollywood films. People say that they've been reported for centuries. There's even a folklore that has been illustrated called a mowing devil, which is from back in like the early days, 1966.
Mm.
And it says that a UFO report, more than a crop circle report, it says in 1678, the mowing devil legend, the case for it being linked to a crop circle is especially weak when we consider the impression or formation was not made in a crop of any kind, but on ordinary grass. A round impression in a lawn or grassy area is not necessarily as mysterious as anyone with a kiddie pool in a backyard knows. Indeed, though, mysterious circles have appeared in grass throughout the world, and they are sometimes attributed to fairies, but instead caused by disease of the grass.
Hmm.
That's kind of interesting. I mean, there's like a lot of pictures of it. And then.
Yeah. And there's like a bunch of fake ones too.
There's
where
so
like,
many.
Like some, you know, crazy farmer dude gets his tractor out and starts cutting, you know, these images out. So someone right. takes like an aerial photograph and goes, see, I told you there's aliens.
Right.
But it's really some guy who's fucking with everybody on his tractor.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's those too. I don't know.
Okay. So here's another one from Mina McNair. I mean, there's so many weird concepts out there that this could really be, who knows? I mean, I seriously do believe there's something. This is from Mina McNair. She says, I've never experienced anything myself, thank fucking God, but my parents have told me some crazy stories. They told me about each experiencing sleep paralysis, and my dad has mentioned that when he looks around the room, he knows that something is there with him. And my mom, there's this dark figure in the corner. He won't see anything, but he'll be paralyzed and feel the edge of his bed sink down next to him. This happened to him countless times, and usually the sleep paralysis dream is the fucking same between them. Like, every detail is the same. It happens to them at the exact same time.
Hmm.
It gets spookier and more alien-oriented from the fact that multiple times they've woken up with the exact same bruises. Same shape, same color, same placement, everything. It's usually a triangle or three small circles. So I don't know what's going on with my parents or in that house, but I'm glad I don't live there anymore.
Oh, whoa.
Jeez, can you imagine like if we both woke up in the morning and I was like, did you have a weird dream last night? And you're like, I had the same exact dream. And then we like look at our arm and there's three triangles on your arm and three triangles on my arm. Or three circles on my arm and three circles on your arm in the same place?
We would run.
What would you do?
We would run.
Would you run? Where would we run to?
I don't know. We'd get out of here because obviously somebody else is here.
I love you.
Right?
Oh my gosh.
Babe, we got to bounce.
You're like, I'm scared. I know. That'd be really weird. I mean, I guess you would leave the house, but I mean, what are you supposed to do though? You know what I mean? It's kind of crazy. Like, do you just move out of your house?
I don't know. Do they make like alien exorcisms?
I don't know what they do for aliens. You know, like,
right?
Like, what do they do? I mean, like, I bet you can't even like make a report. I mean, you can't even go to Area 51. So, like, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah, call somebody and like, oh yeah, or who are you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't call Ghostbusters. But I feel like if you call the cops or if you call anybody like that, everyone's just going to act like you're crazy.
Yeah, they'll be like, oh, yeah, yeah, somebody's coming out.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure I saw an alien. Yeah, you saw an alien. That's great. Sure. Like, I'm sure they'll, you know, people just don't believe you. But then there's places like Area 51 where it's like no one's allowed to go there. And then you kind of wonder, well, why can't people go there? What's happened there? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have you ever gone there or heard about it?
Of course I've heard about it, but no.
Your dad worked for the government, right? Your dad was in the army.
Yeah.
Did he ever tell you anything about like flying aliens or like
never.
Spaceships? Nothing.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Zero.
But he was also a Freemason, so maybe he knew he wasn't supposed to tell you.
That's possible.
Because that's... The Freemasons, I don't even know what do they do? He never told you, right?
Yeah. Super secret.
What is it called? Like, so Freemasons, it's like that triangle, the protractor sign with the...
Yeah.
Would he like go to meetings and stuff?
Uh-huh.
And he, in like a robe, right?
Well, I don't know because no one is allowed in.
To the Masonic buildings?
The Masonic Temple.
Masonic Temple. And he never told you? Like, did you ever ask him?
Yeah. I'd ask and he'd be like, yeah, I can't tell you. Sworn to secrecy. It's something I cannot share. And
why
I'd
did
be
you?
Like, God, that's so weird. You can't tell your own son. Like, I'm not writing a book. I just want to know what the fuck you're doing.
Clearly not writing a book.
Yeah.
You're like, Dad, I do so many drugs. I'll probably forget anyway.
Yeah.
Just forget tomorrow. So he never told you?
Nope.
Even when he got really old, you never asked him again? Like, hey, can you just tell me now?
No. And you know what? I didn't ask him. When he got really old, thinking he might forget. But no, there would be no way he would say. Doesn't matter. It was just something that was never talked about.
How often would he go to meetings?
I think once a month they had their gatherings or whatever you call them.
So he'd be like, I gotta go. See you guys later. I'm going to a...
Yeah.
God, that's so... I'm so curious.
I know, me too.
I want to know, like, what one... I just want to, like, hang out and hide and see what they talk about. Because I feel like it is some of this top secret stuff.
Yeah, they've been linked to all kinds of stuff.
Crazy stuff. And they only let certain people in.
Illuminati, that, and which is linked to freaking space and aliens. And
the triangles, aliens, a triangle sign.
Yeah.
Okay, this is from Lori Belle Isle. She says, alien story. When my brother and I were like 6 and 4, we were playing outside alone in my grandparents' yard because you could do that and not get kidnapped 23 years ago. When I happened, I know, right? When I happened to look up, I saw what looked like a giant silver frisbee flying through the air. It moved at a steady pace through the sky until it was gone. After it was out of my sight, my brother asked me what it was, and I said, oh, I don't know, like a UFO, like it was nothing. And we just went on playing and didn't talk about it for years. We were so stupid. Isn't that funny? Little kids, they're just like, it's a spaceship.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even faze them because they've seen pictures of spaceships and they're just like, okay, that's what it is.
Yeah. They just like, they don't know. They're like, oh, Jetsons.
Right? Like they're just like, oh yeah, I've seen one of those. It's a spaceship. That's totally normal. That's cool. Wow, that was a good spaceship noise, honey.
Thanks.
That was like freakily good.
That's from the Jetsons.
Is it?
Yeah.
Meet the Jetsons.
Yep.
Their boy, Elroy.
See, you do a great one.
Oh my God, everyone's like, I'm turning off this podcast.
Yeah. Thank you guys.
This is so interesting, though, that it's funny because I feel like a lot of the stuff is the same. Here comes one from Taylor Power. She says, me and my friend live in South Jersey. We were sitting by the lake, and when we looked up, we saw two half circles of yellow dots just sitting in the sky for a few minutes. Then they turned into four pink dots in the shape of a square, then one green dot, and then it was completely gone. No sound, just changing colors and shapes, and then gone. We did not know what to think of it. I mean, like, there's really no explanation for that. What could that be?
Who knows?
Oh, my God. This
what
other...
What time of year was it?
I don't know. She didn't say.
Oh. Well, that helps.
Yeah, but random dots forming patterns in the sky, like, that's crazy.
Well, I mean, if it was around... you know, July and there's fireworks, that's all.
She said no sound.
Oh, all right.
I love you. You're such a skeptic.
Some band could have been programming their laser show or something. I don't know.
In New Jersey? Over a lake?
Oh, yeah.
I want something really crazy to happen to you just so you believe in something. Like Jesus or aliens or something.
Hold on. I think I just saw a spaceship.
Stop.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
There's a ring. It's right above us. Whoa.
Oh my God. You guys should see what he's doing with his phone. I'm so dead. Anyway.
You can see the ring. They'll be able to see it.
I love it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I see the reflection in the glass or whatever. It's just hovering.
Sometimes when I'm sitting outside late at night, like if I'm letting the dogs out, I'll look up at the stars and I see some of them and they'll be like near, 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 and just flying around the sky, but they're not like shooting stars. They'll just be like going to different points in the sky. It's really weird, moving really fast.
I never see that. And I never see shooting stars. And I'm always, did you see that? And I'm like, no.
You've never seen a shooting star?
I have, but not like, you know how some people see them all the time. They're like, did you see that? I'm like, no.
That's so weird. For someone who has such good luck and like a horseshoe stuck in their ass, you'd think that you'd see more shooting stars.
Are they supposed to be good luck?
Yeah.
What?
If you see a shooting star, it's good luck.
Yeah, but what kind, like what happens?
I don't know. It's just good luck. You make a wish. When you wish upon a star, da, 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 makes no difference who you are. See? Okay, this guy, Freddie McCullough, says, an alien comes to my window every night just to check on me. Been happening since I was a kid.
Ooh.
That's literally all he said. Don't do that. It might turn off. Oh, my God. An alien once said she would never leave me, and then she left. Damn, y'all are weird as shit. What's up with these weird-ass
That's
DMs?
Not an alien. That's just a psycho bitch.
Okay, guys, we are going to take a quick break, and then we will be right back with me and my husband, Tommy Unbelievingly. Tommy Unbeliever on Worst First. Be right back. Nice.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, I'm Nolan Sykes, a host of Past Gas, the number one automotive podcast in the world. Every week, my co-hosts, James Pumphrey, Joe Weber, and I bring you some of our favorite stories from the hallowed halls of car history. From the amazing, to the weird, to the utterly unforgettable moments, we cover it all. Join us as we take a look at the wild stories and larger-than-life characters behind legendary cars and car makers. So if you love cars or just like a good story, check out Past Gas by Donut Media, the number one automotive podcast in the world.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we're back. Okay, this is from KJO. She says, or he says, you may not believe this UFO story, but it's true. My cousin and I were riding our bikes around our condominium development in Lake Tahoe at night. You can't see anything besides the streetlights. We were riding towards the pier and saw this rapidly flashing light that was changing colors. We stared at it and boom, it went up in the air super quick and disappeared. Drones aren't allowed in our complex or in the area. We think it might have been a tourist messing with us, but it really did look like a UFO. And the way it flew up into the sky so quickly and disappeared, I can't imagine what else it would be. Another crazy light story.
Great story.
No, but I'm serious. Another crazy light story. Like, there's a reason why people keep having these crazy light stories.
Let's find a crazy story, honey.
These are all crazy. You don't think these are crazy?
That's like the third shooting. I don't know. It sped off and...
I want someone who's actually encountered an alien.
Yeah, let's get to some fucking meat and potatoes here.
Okay, this is from T. Fettiller. He said, I was in the middle of a field operation in the Marine Corps when we were in Yuma, Arizona, and at about 2 a.m., myself and three other Marines saw a weird light in the sky that was moving in the strangest ways.
There's been a lot of sightings in Yuma.
Yeah?
Yep.
How do you know that?
I just know it. I heard it.
He said, we all looked at each other and we knew for sure it was aliens. He said, if you want to read some really cool history about aliens, this was released years ago. Look up Operation High Jump, where the Nazis were in the attic. Interesting. Operation High Jump. We'll have to check that out. Okay. This is from Alex Fox 97. My friend and I were at an old barn in Alabama, and there was a quick flash of light while we were in the barn. And when we looked out, we saw these three figures with a light behind them, and they started walking towards us. We freaked out and we ran away screaming for help. We never got to really see what they looked like, but we don't know what they were. They definitely were not human. A huge flashing light in the barn, then they run out and see three figures with a light behind them. Bruh.
Bruh.
I would shit my pants, bruh. I really would. Like, literally, I would shit my pants. No?
There's some poo-poo in there.
Really? Okay. Here we go. One time I was in my room and I saw a bright beam of light outside my window. I looked outside and there were three floating discs in the air. They were in the distance, but you could still see the full shape. They were round discs just floating there and not moving. All were different colors, but they had the same lights around the perimeter. I was freaking out and I went to grab my phone and take a picture, but it didn't even recognize. It got so dark. To this day, I'm still so confused what I saw, and it's never happened again. That's from Patrick. What do you think of that? Hmm? You're still not impressed by any of these?
No.
You don't even believe in anything. When I read you the ghost stories, you're like, it's just an old house. It's just creaky.
It's haunted.
You say haunted, but then you don't believe in ghosts. So why do you say haunted?
I don't know. Because you can relate to it. You're like, oh, okay.
When we were house hunting, you guys, every house we went into that was built in like the 1920s, Tommy was like, all right, well, we're in the haunted house. But then you don't believe in spirits. We should live in a haunted house so you can believe in spirits, because I know you would if you experienced it.
My house in Malibu was haunted.
Okay, then how do you not believe in this stuff?
No, I didn't say I didn't believe in it.
What happened in your house?
Aliens, I haven't had an experience with, but...
Okay, but what happened in your haunted Malibu house?
Bad stuff. Weird stuff.
Like what?
Huh?
Like what?
I already told you, I don't want to...
Well, you said it was built on what?
Some apparently old Indian burial grounds.
And it was like up in the hills of Malibu, like kind of...
Yeah,
in like a
Chumash Indians.
Chumash Indians?
Yeah.
And so bad things just used to happen there all the time.
Yeah, and good, I mean, good things too, but just super random.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, back to aliens. This is from Crowder Blake on Instagram. This is his alien story. He said, when I was around the age of 12 years old, I had some friends come stay over, and we would always put up a tent on our trampoline to camp outside. I mean, it wasn't really camping, but whatever, it was fun.
A tent on the trampoline?
Yeah, to make them feel like they were camping. That's fun. You never did that as a kid?
That would be like sleeping in a hammock. I guess it'd be all right.
Kind of fun. You're just on the trampoline. You're in a tent. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's because they don't want to be on the ground.
Yeah, the ground's dirty.
Yeah,
I don't want to be on the ground either.
All right.
Okay, so he said, anyways, all of us were in the tent and we simultaneously got this weird feeling that something was going on. And since we all knew it, we looked out of the tent. And 100 yards away, a damn UFO came over the brush line. It had weird lights going all around it that were circular. We were all looking at it and super freaked out. We immediately took off running for the house. It was definitely not something from this world. It hovered and moved so slowly. It was super low to the ground, and it came right towards us. To this day, I wonder what would have happened if we stayed outside and didn't come running. By the way, me and my girlfriend love Motley Crue. I love how these are just like all your fans. They're like, yo, I got some crazy alien stories. Of course, your fans have the alien stories.
I told you they're crazy.
Oh my
like God. Yours.
Oh my gosh. They definitely have the alien stories. I love it. Oh man. I wish someone would have an interaction with an alien. Why is there none of that?
Yeah, like where's one of your crazy fans like, I got fucked by an alien.
Well, some good guy yesterday said that an alien gave him a blumpkin.
Well, yeah, I guess that's close. Pictures or it didn't happen, bro.
I know. I mean, some people have pictures. I didn't do enough research for this podcast, but there are a lot of photos out there.
And was it a female alien or a male alien?
He was probably just joking.
Was it a... oh.
I wonder if there even is female male aliens. Maybe they have both genitalia.
Yeah, maybe they're just one.
Because you never saw a drawing of an alien with some little penis.
No.
Like, all of them, they have nothing down there. Maybe it's just like a little hole underneath. But like when you see drawings of aliens, you don't see some big like cock or like some titties.
Or some labia.
Yeah, you don't see any of that.
No, just like flat.
We're the only like premature or whatever species that hasn't like evolved enough to not have genitals.
Yeah.
Did you know that we apparently came from like a fish that walked out of the water and decided to start walking on land, and then it eventually became like an ape or something like that? I was reading something weird about that the other day. Did you ever hear about that?
No.
I'll show you a picture of it. If you guys look it up, it's like this weird fish that apparently humans came from, but I don't know. I don't think we could have evolved from that, but... Okay, yeah. we're getting off topic.
Yeah, or we would be really good swimmers and be able to stay underwater for forever.
How interesting is it that babies can breathe underwater in the amniotic fluid for 9 months?
Yeah.
And when they're born, like when your son was born and he was, how long was he underwater for?
For a while.
For a while, and he didn't need to come up.
Yeah.
Until he was suctioned, then he couldn't breathe underwater anymore, but he was able to breathe underwater for a long damn time.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting.
Yeah. Well, they're breathing
the umbilical cord.
Oxygen through the umbilical cord where the blood is the oxygen's in the blood. So, yeah.
It's kind of nuts, though.
So they're not really living or
they're living. They have a heartbeat. They have a brain. They have eyes.
Yeah, I guess. But I'm trying to think, like, if they're actually living from the water, like, is it going up their nose, too?
I mean, yeah, because...
Or is it everything closed still?
No, I think it goes in there because, you know, when the doctor pulls the baby out, they have to suction the nose and the ears to get all the fluid out because the fluid is going up there.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you'd be pretty waterlogged, too, after, like...
Fuck, bunch of water? Like, Jesus.
Yeah.
But how crazy is that that's how we start, you know?
Yeah, that is weird.
Okay, this is from This Is Bridget. She says, "Hi, beautiful. I have thanks, Bridget.
Oh my god,
you're beautiful." Anyway, she goes, "I have a cool alien story for you. I'm from British Columbia, Canada. We have a cabin up north, and one night my parents and I were walking up this hill to stargaze. We saw this one star that just seemed a little bit bigger and brighter than the others, and I had the idea to take my dad's giant ass flashlight and shine it up towards the sky. I started to turn it on and off strobe-like. The same fucking star starts blinking its light back at us. My dad got really spooked. I did it one more time to see if it would happen again, and whoever or whatever was up there was definitely trying to copy my pattern as it kept repeating whatever I did. After the second time, the light in the sky started to move around very smoothly, and then... this light that we were staring at legit trickled away like some sci-fi movie magic type shit. It was insane. It was my first real UFO experience, and my parents were the witnesses. My dad still talks about it to this day, and we all believe in aliens ever since." What do you have to say about that? What?
I don't know.
I think that's pretty crazy. You don't think so?
I don't know.
I think that's...
I mean, yeah, it's cool that it was doing it back or trying to mimic, but...
I mean, what kind of, like...
Is that just, you know, is that happening in your mind because you want it to?
Her parents both saw the same thing.
Okay.
How do three people see the exact same thing?
Yeah.
You need to be on, like, a skeptic podcast where you just... deny everything.
Yeah, full conspiracy.
Where they just like hold up fruit and they're like, "This is an apple," and you're like, "Well, no, is it an apple?
Yeah.
Is it?
Is it
like
really?
What makes it an apple? Yeah. Can I try it?" Like, that would be you.
Yeah.
This guy Falcon Drums 34 says, "I learned from a spiritual journey that some people are star seeds, which means they are from another galaxy as an alien, and they're here for a reason, like to send a message to this planet." Some people are star seeds.
Messengers.
I wonder if you're a star seed since you like aren't fazed by anything.
I could be.
There's something very special about you, honey. And I'm not saying that just because you're my husband, but like I'm so envious of this man because he's literally not fazed by anything. You have no fear. You have.
Yes, I do.
What are you scared of? You jump out of airplanes. You've done a ton of drugs. You fucking, yeah. you literally don't seem to have fear. You go 100 miles an hour in the car driving like a psycho.
No, I know. I am pretty fearless.
You smoke every day like a pack of cigarettes. You're very fearless.
Yeah.
You're like anything crazy. He's like, I want to try that.
I know.
Like when they were talking about doing the SpaceX stuff and going to space, you were like, oh, sick.
Yeah. I want to do that.
I'd be so scared.
Zero gravity.
See, you have no fear. You don't worry about
eating M&Ms.
You don't worry about stuff.
No, fuck. I would fucking, I'd pay big money for that.
How do you not worry about anything? What's your theory? How do, like, what's your reasoning?
I don't know.
Is it because ignorance is bliss?
No, not at all. I don't know. Fearless.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I just don't care. I play drums.
My name's Chuck, and I don't give a fuck. I don't know.
Meanwhile, me, I'm just overthinking everything. I'm like, yeah, and why do you look at me that way? Why did he talk to me that way? Why did he breathe at me that way? Why are they looking at me that way? Why am I thinking?
Paranoid.
The room is getting really small. I'm starting to shake. My heart's beating really fast.
Yeah. The overthinker.
I know. We're so different that way.
Completely.
Like I worry about everything and he worries about nothing.
Yeah. Like there's no in between.
No.
It's so black and white.
I know. We're so different like that. Anyway.
That's why we're perfect.
I know. I love you.
I love you.
Okay. This is from Paola on Instagram. She says, I have no proof that it was an alien because I was only 8 or 9 years old and I still don't. I didn't have a cell phone or a camera, but I remember I was at school and I was running and I climbed into a planter and I saw something silvery and round in there and I got scared and then I got off, but it was very close to me and it didn't seem human. Something silver and round in there. Some people are...
In a planter?
I guess.
Huh.
I don't know. Okay, this is from...
We're like, it was a silver-colored cat. Okay, next story.
Or it was like a roly-poly. I saw a round silver thing. Yeah, that's called a roly-poly.
Yeah.
I don't know. She didn't give us enough about like what size it was, what it looked like, what, you know.
Yeah. I'm...
Guys, we need more details if you're going to write in on stories. Okay, this is from Bryce Oliver. He said, this isn't my story, but this is my dad. Back in the 60s, he was out hunting with some of his friends and it was raining super heavily. Their car broke down, so they stopped and found a shearing shed. And then later that night, they found a shearing shed and decided to stay there. Later that night, they heard someone walking outside the deck. They went out there and no one was there. Mind you, it was pouring rain and there was no footprints. And they saw these two red eyes about 12 feet off the ground. They were just floating there. So they unloaded the guns. Nothing moved. The eyes stayed floating in the air. Then all of a sudden, they just disappeared. I know it sounds like a bunch of BS, but my dad and his friends all saw it, and they aren't making this kind of stuff up. They don't overreact. That's weird. Just two red floating eyes in the middle of the woods.
And they just unloaded on them.
And then nothing happened, and then they just disappeared. What do you think about that?
I don't know.
You know, there was actually my friend, Chris, when I was younger, he lived in like a really fucked up, I've told this story on the podcast before, he lived in like a fucked up haunted house that was owned by John Fry, if you look up the history of John Fry. And actually in the woods, it was like an Indian burial fucking place in the woods of Pennsylvania. And there was this red light that was always shining in the woods and you could see it. And it was a red beam. And if you walked towards it, no matter how far into the woods you walked towards it, you could never reach it. It was just there. It just kept staying there. And you were like, I'm never getting to it. It just kept moving further and further back. But it was just this red light in the middle of the woods. Mm. It's fucking weird. You could see it anytime, day or night. Better at night, obviously, but it was really, really weird.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. She said, I was just telling someone my alien abduction story the other day.
Yes, finally.
Okay.
Abduction.
Okay, she said, this is where it happened. One night, one of my two best friends came over to stay the night because something scary happened at her house. So we were in my bed at my house, and we start hearing shuffling coming from the room next to mine. It's a storage room. My parents are asleep, and my cat is on my bed with us. It kept going, so we knew something or someone was in there. My best friend and I jumped off my bed and locked the door. But right when I locked it, I started seeing the lock moving as if to unlock itself. We got down on our knees and both held my doorknob with both of our hands while the doorknob gently kept trying to turn open. This whole time, we were just staring at each other's eyes with tears coming down our face because we were so scared to even scream. It seemed like forever, but it finally stopped, and we stayed up until the next day because we were so scared. She says, well, the next night I'm in my room alone, and I see an owl on my windowsill. There's no fucking trees in Justin. I wasn't scared by it, but I was weirded out. Well, I went to bed alone that night because everything was fine, but I had the weirdest dreams. And when I woke up, I had 6 marks on my chest, 3 on my side, and they were in the shape of scratch marks, but they looked kind of like a hickey. I always thought it was a demon until I told this to someone and they showed me markings from possible alien abductions, and they matched mine. Plus the owl. So yeah, that's my alien story. Whoa, dude.
Okay, the first one wasn't an alien story. That was like her brother, like trying to break into her room.
Yeah.
Twisting the door.
But the marks on the chest and seeing an owl is kind of weird. And apparently that's like something common with aliens. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
The marks is weird again.
Totally weird. Okay. This is from Katie. She said, this probably isn't super interesting, but two weeks ago, there was this loud-ass sound that covered the entire radius of my estate. Imagine the sound of a helicopter, but amped up times 1,000. It was so loud, and it lasted over 30 minutes. When I looked outside, there was nothing in the sky. No helicopter, no plane, just a clear sky. Weirdly enough, no stars. It was just this loud, absurd noise for 30 minutes, and then it eventually stopped, and the stars reappeared. What do you think of that? What do you think of that?
I do not know.
That's crazy. Fucking loud-ass sound with no fucking...
And nothing anywhere. Sure, it wasn't like Jimmy down the street, like, tuning up his...
She said like a helicopter, but 1,000 times later, 1,000 times louder.
Yeah, like his hot rod all fucking.
I really wanted a story where someone was like, I got picked up by an alien, or like my dad got abducted by an alien or something like that.
Yeah, and you rode with them, hung out.
But
like,
I guess
what'd you guys do?
I guess there's not really that many stories because that's probably not happened to that many people.
Hmm.
This is from Tiki Tuku.
Or their memory was erased.
Yeah, which is like the whole Men in Black thing. Yeah, and then that's why they wake up with the weird marks and shit, because it like happened, but they don't remember.
Yeah.
Okay, this is from Tiki Tuku. He says, hi, Brittany. I once saw a UFO. It all started when 3 of my friends and I decided to take enough mushrooms to feel the full effects they have to offer.
Oh, here we go. I was waiting for the fucking drugs to kick in.
So we each took 1/4 or 7 grams. This is twice as much as most people should take to have a hard trip. We ate the buggers, and then we set off into the Colorado wilderness for a sunset hike. It was early October and about a decade ago, so we had the entire area to ourselves, not seeing another person the entire trip in. Since we were running pretty late to begin with, we thought we had the place to ourselves. Wrong. Just when everyone seems to be flying on these boomers, one of my friends says he hears someone. I think he's joking because we're at 2,500 feet high on a mountain at 10:30 p.m. at night, but I was wrong. Before we know it, there's a light shining on us from across a small valley. It hovers and moves where I don't think there's anything to stand on. But surely I'm mistaken by the drugs, right? Maybe. In any case, my friend says we have to signal we're okay. So he yells hello and shines our light towards them. They say nothing and They say nothing in our light, a good light by measures, comes nowhere close to being as powerful as theirs. The mysterious light remains silent and then proceeds to shine its light on all of us, and then again for three cycles of pure terror. Eventually it floated away, taking a decent turn off the mountain that requires either a rope or extreme skill. We went down the mountain without light. That must be because we didn't want the mysterious thing to follow us. The next month, we thought it was an alien. Later, I thought it was probably just a different group of idiots, and now I don't know. I've been back to the area to test lights. One thing is for sure, none of the lights, any flashlight or light that I've brought, is strong enough as that light was. Do aliens look around for humans on drugs to terrify? Perhaps, but probably not. In any case, I'm not sure what the hell happened, but that was a night my friends and I will tell you it was definitely an alien. Did that make sense to you?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, I'll read one more and then I'm done. I'm kind of bummed, you guys. I really wanted some really crazy...
juicy, like green alien juicy.
I mean, I wanted something really, really, really crazy, and I'm not getting it, and I'm kind of bummed. I wanted something like, you guys, you know, uncle was taken and they stuck something up his ass, or like, you know, like the story Rudy told about his mom actually seeing the people and then asking them to come with him, and then he didn't. Okay, this is from Hair Metal Fan 1313. I wonder who they're a fan of. Not me. Says, I have an alien story. I once saw an alien UFO in the sky. I live in Canada, and it was like 1 a.m. I saw these five lights flashing, making a perfect circle in the sky. I had no idea what it was. I went out to our front deck, and it was still there. Five lights in a perfect circle flashing. I ignored it the rest of the night and went back to sleep. Hope this makes your podcast.
All right.
One time I went outside and there were five lights in a circle blinking really crazy, and it was weird, and so I went inside and went back to sleep.
Good night.
What the fuck? I would have been filming that shit. I would have been like so into it. Like I would have been crazy into it. Okay. This is a crazy alien story from Anna Swan. She says, okay, this is a crazy alien story. About a year before I met my fiance, 2017, he was out in his garage doing laundry. He heard what sounded like a helicopter, but it was more of a pulsing sound. It got so loud that he thought a plane was about to crash on his house, so he ran out of the garage. What does this sound like? The lady who said she heard the loud sound for 30 minutes that went away that was 1,000 times louder than a helicopter.
Yeah.
It's weird how this stuff is very similar, you must admit.
Yeah.
Anyway, he said there was a triangle-shaped aircraft about the length of a football field hovering not far above the trees. It didn't look solid. It looked almost transparent. He yelled for his neighbors to come out, but it completely disappeared with a flash of light. He wasn't drunk. He wasn't high. He saw it. And not long after, one in Russia was spotted that looked similar. I think aliens are watching us. I don't blame them for not coming to Earth. What about that?
Yeah, I blame them either.
Oh my God. God, Tommy, there's another one that's telling me the craft was a triangle shape. I just came across another one from a different person.
Triangle?
Yes.
They're all supposed to be round.
I don't know. Maybe some are triangular, just like there's different types of aliens. It's not like everybody drives a Mercedes. You know, some people have Kias. Maybe that's like the different... alien dealerships.
Yeah.
Maybe there's like the triangle ones are like the Rolls Royces, and then the other ones are just like Toyotas. Yeah. Everybody's got a round one.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
Huh? Huh? Yeah. Huh?
Possible.
Okay. This is from Joe. Montalto 13. He says, alien story. My wife and I were living in Lamont, Illinois, right by where they made the atom bomb, Argonne National Laboratory. At around 5 a.m., my phone starts ringing. It turns out it's my wife screaming for me to get out here. I thought she was in trouble, so I ran out in my underwear, and I look up, and there's a giant aircraft just hovering above us, 100 yards up. And just like that, it started flying towards Argonne very quickly. It was completely silent, the weirdest thing I've ever seen. The craft was a triangle shape and almost transparent. He just said the exact same thing.
I know.
This isn't making you believe a little bit?
Well, I mean, yeah, that and the marks on people, like,
yeah,
you know, they've heard all that stuff before. So, I mean, but it's still, where's the proof?
I mean, you know, multiple people seeing the same thing is not proof to you. Not all these people can be crazy people.
Well, I don't know. That's a pretty loaded question, because somebody could have had somewhat of a slightly different experience, but they read about one and thought, oh yeah, you know what? You're right. I did have three spots, or like, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, here's the last one, because we're at an hour. This is from Mary Perdue. She said, dude, there's so many alien sightings in Woodland Hills. I thought I saw...
What?
Yes. She said, I thought I saw one in Santa Clarita growing up. My dad and my uncle have the best story, though.
Woodland thrills.
They were at their family's ranch in Colorado in the early 70s. They went for a late night hike, and they were standing on the mountain ridge and saw what they thought was some kind of Air Force craft over another mountain. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, it shoots out of the atmosphere in about 2 seconds. So my grandfather owned an aviation parts manufacturing facility. My dad and uncle had the resources to ask a specialist with the knowledge of aerospace and aviation about what they saw. And they were told there is no aircraft, even to this day, that can shoot straight in a straight line up in the sky out of the atmosphere as quickly as they witnessed. They were sober. They don't drink or do drugs. They don't tell the story very much because people think they're weird, but it's my number one question for them. Wow. Straight up into the sky. This is crazy.
That's another one that everyone says. And it just left straight up into the sky.
Straight up into the sky. Oh my God. I just want to keep reading these. Should we keep going? It's an hour already. Okay, one more. Oh. Last one. What?
I was going to say, we're good.
Stop. He hates this. I begged him to be on part of my podcast. Well, the dogs don't say anything. I need someone to feed back with. Okay, ready? When you move me to Santa Barbara, you're going to be doing a lot of these, buddy. So you better put your training wheels on, okay? All right.
Grab a helmet.
Okay, so this is from 2002 Roddy 12. He says, hey, I have an alien story for you. So when I was 8, we were coming home late at night from a county fair type thing. We were driving in the pitch black through the middle of nowhere in Alabama. I was looking off into the darkness and I see two blinking lights. At first, I thought it was just a plane or a helicopter, but then the two lights started spinning in circles and blinking all kinds of weird patterns, and then they just disappeared. I'm not sure if it was aliens, but it definitely seemed very weird. Okay. So most of it's just blinking lights. No one's actually seen a real alien figure, which is such a bummer, but... I'm so bummed.
Well, you know what? I have smelt aliens.
Really?
Yeah, Nino's breath.
Oh, stop! So funny.
Dude, that's brutal, Nina.
Oh wait, here's one with someone seeing an alien.
Oh,
Jenna Judah. She says, "I live in Oregon, and I don't know if that's relevant. Maybe the location is important to some people. Anyway, a year ago or so, I was in college with my boyfriend and we were walking back to my car coming out of Joann Fabric. We got into my car and I start the ignition. I look up through the windshield to the car parked in front of me. It's a gray mom car, Toyota of some sort, and a lady sat there, possibly in her 30s, with short brown hair, staring at me, just smiling. I can't stress to you enough how non-human this smile was. It looked as if she was trying to mimic a normal human smile, but something was incredibly off. I could not look away. She wasn't blinking. She just kept staring at me and smiling. I watched to see if maybe she was talking to someone on Bluetooth or taking a photo, but she never moved her mouth or anything. This all happened within a couple seconds, and I tried to get my boyfriend to look up because he was on his phone. As she kept smiling at me and my fight or flight kicked in, I started to back out of the parking spot. I kept eye contact with her as we drove off. My boyfriend didn't get a look in time. I've never been scared like that before. I had the weirdest feeling in that situation. Wow. That's crazy. That's what Rudy's mom said, that like they were trying to look human, the aliens, but they weren't. It was like almost like a human in a alien, like an alien in a human skin suit. You know what I mean? Like they kept trying to look like us, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
So weird. Oh, there's so many more, but we're already at an hour. I love you guys. All right, I'm going to read some of these maybe on parking trap in the bus, rocking around, getting the girls. Ooh.
There is our scary music.
That's where it is. Everyone's talking about lights. Sorry, there's so many types. I'm trying to see if anyone has ever seen basketball-sized orb floating up towards the balcony. You guys are all saying the same thing. It's really freaking me out. Anyway, maybe we'll do alien stories part two. So if you share an alien story.
Yeah, get some good ones.
And I didn't read it on the podcast, guys. I want to hear alien stories where you actually met an alien. Okay, we get it. I'm dead. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this episode of Worst First. And thank you to my dear husband for being my co-pilot on this. We'll see you next week on Worst First. Bye. Say bye. Oh, all right. We're that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.